Well, Gregory, what was your gut feeling when you heard this news?
Well, I think it's deja vu, Stephen. I mean, I remember during the Savile inquiry saying to many people, including your own outlets, that those who thought this was an issue of drawing a line on in the sand, moving on, having a report that had an outcome that was broadly satisfactory to families, if not to others, that those who thought that was going to be the case would be sadly mistaken, and I'm afraid that is now the case. This is going to cost millions. It's going to cause further division between those who say, yes, this is only right, while others say, well, now, why were the Army in the bogside in the first place? They were there because the IRA had created mayhem and murder and destruction for months beforehand. Two policemen were murdered just 3 days before the parade. That's why they were there, to try and restore order, because the IRA had created the circumstances to bring them in the first place. Now, what happened. We had that massive inquiry at almost £200 million. Now 30 officers are going to have to be found. They're going to have to be brought in from other duties to undertake what we're told could take 4 years or thereabouts.
But you're a Democrat, so you would want justice, wouldn't you? You would want anybody that is engaged in illegal activity to be brought before a court. I've heard you say this year in, year out.
Yes, and that's why we can't be selective. And if people are using the Savile report as the premise on which to base this investigation and possible prosecutions, will they then say, well, the soldiers are fair game to be prosecuted, but the person who now happens to be the Deputy First Minister, whom that same report said probably had a submachine gun on the day, is he going to be included in the investigation with a view to possible prosecution Or are people going to say, oh, no, the IRA are exempt from this, and the people who wanted to try and restore order are going to be open for prosecution?
Well, the Savile report actually said that, and you're right, that it was probable that he was armed with a Thompson submachine gun. This is Martin McGuinness you're talking about. But they go on to say, though it is possible that he's fired this weapon, there is insufficient evidence to make any finding in this.
Yes.
Save that we are sure that he did not engage in any activity that provided any of the soldiers with any justification for opening fire.
Yes, I did read that at the time, and I've read it since. And it's remarkable how Lord Savile could be as precise about Martin McGuinness, about trying to indicate that there was no evidence of what he was engaged in, but to come up with some other findings that were in contravention of what soldiers claimed they were doing.
You're not suggesting.
People can't have it both ways.
You're not suggesting that the Deputy First Minister of Northern Ireland would be brought before a court. Imagine the instability in Northern Ireland, Gregory.
And why, you know, look, Stephen, people can't say, are soldiers above the law? And then at the same time agreed to a proposition which says the Deputy First Minister is above the law, if soldiers aren't. No, you know, we can't have it both ways. Either we're prepared to investigate the past and open up, whatever people did and did not do 30, 40, and when this is concluded, it'll be almost 50 years ago. And we do that for everyone, and that is an impossible task. Or we say, let's move beyond this. Unfortunately, people are trying to pick and choose, and it won't work.